Hello everyone, Fix the Definition on Conversion Therapy. Alberta and BC managers join us with updates from their provinces, and we're relaunching our Care Not Kill campaign. It's Wednesday, July 15th, and this is Quick Updates. Now, we've mentioned conversion therapy a lot on Quick Updates, and that's because it seems to be quite a popular trend. Bill C-8 was introduced earlier this year to ban conversion therapy at the federal level as well. Some members of Parliament have voiced serious concerns about this. One of these is MP Garnet Jennis, and he sat down with us last week.
Frankly, in a situation where a parent is confronted with new information about their child's sexual identity, they might say the wrong thing.
Sure.
They might say something that they regret saying later.
Yeah.
And they might need to resolve that issue with their child later. But they shouldn't go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be a criminal complaint
right. Because
they said the wrong thing.
Right.
That's something to be worked out at the level of human relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Virtually all parents, they want the best for their kids. They
mm-hmm.
love their kids. They care about their kids. They want the best for their kids. And even if situations or things that maybe they didn't expect, maybe they, from whatever their own personal context, are not used to dealing with, they want the best for their kids.
Now you can watch the full discussion at youtube.com/ARPA Canada. Please share your concerns with Bill C-8 with your MP. Go to easy.arpacanada.ca to send them an email. Now, conversion therapy was in the news in Alberta as well. Here's it.
Hey, thanks, Colin. Well, first, a quick follow-up from last week. Lethbridge Conversion Therapy, the Conversion Therapy Bylaw, passed by a vote of 7-2. As you know, it was two city councillors attempted to delay the proceedings by asking for a public hearing. Our ARPA supporters and many of our partners also lobbied for the same thing. That was voted down and the bylaw passed. So we're grateful for the grassroots action on this file and also for the brave city councillors who opposed this bylaw. I'm heading back to Lethbridge, heading there on Thursday, hoping to do a presentation just with some brief updates about what's been going on here in Alberta the past number of months. And we're going to kind of reboot Care Not Kill. Care Not Kill, the Canadian government debating whether to expand assisted suicide to more Canadians. So Thursday night, postcard writing session. Saturday morning, we're going to hand out these flyers to raise awareness and to reboot the Care Not Kill campaign once again. Looking forward to it. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Ed. I do want to just touch on that Care Not Kill campaign aspect for a moment. In January of this year, we launched carenotkill.ca as an initiative of ARPA to challenge Bill C-7, a bill to expand medical assistance in dying in Canada. So many of you have already taken part. We distributed close to 30,000 pieces of material across the country, and you got them into your neighbors' mailboxes, on signs and bulletin boards, and you've gotten friends together to mail postcards to your MP as well. We had asked you to hold on to whatever you had left throughout the last couple of months. But as of now, we'd love to see those materials start going out again into Canadian communities. If you want to join in or to order materials, go to carenotkill.ca. Finally, BC Manager Levi joins us to talk about a COVID charter analysis and government response to a letter from churches.
Hi, everyone. So we've all been living under COVID for a while now. And last week, the JCCF, the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms, issued a charter analysis of the BC government's response to COVID. They are maintaining that the BC government is infringing on freedom of association, freedom to travel, freedom of assembly, and freedom of conscience and religion. And all of these infringements are unjustifiable. And we could see that perspective in the government's response to an open letter that we talked about a couple weeks ago. In this official response, the BC government has said that they are not going to lift or change the cap of 50 people on worship services. This is so unfortunate. So continue to keep your leaders, our leaders, in prayer that we might have worship services where we can worship God with freedom and with each other. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Levi. That's all for this week. If you have a suggestion for a topic for a grassroots story or anything else, send it to us at info@arpacanada.ca. That's all for this week. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe. And we'll see you next time.